Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Because he first loved me. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Because he first loved me. There is a name I love to hear. I love to sing its words. It sounds like music in my ear. The sweetest name on earth. Singing, oh, how oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Because he first loved me. It tells me of a Savior's love who died to set men free. It tells me of his precious blood, the sinner's perfect plea. Singing, oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus, because he first loved me. It tells me of one whose loving heart can feel my deepest woe, who in each sorrow bears a part that none can bear below. Singing, oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Because he first loved me. Singing, oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Because he first love me. Father in heaven, we thank you for this day. We thank you for all of your many manifold blessings. We thank you for another day that you have made and another day that you've allowed us to see. We thank you for life this morning. We thank you for health this morning. We thank you for strength. We thank you for allowing us to be in our right mind. We thank you for a reasonable portion of health and strength. We thank you for the very air that we breathe. We thank you for another day that you have made and another day that you've ordained victory to be in our day. We thank you, God, that you will order our footsteps. For the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. And not only are they ordered by you, but God, because you order our footsteps, we delight in your ways. And so, God, we ask you this morning to let your will be done in our lives, and God, and let our wills line up with your wills. No longer, oh God, should we pray, God, Let thine will be done, God, instead of if they differ from mine, God. But I don't want to have conflict with you. And so as I rise early this morning, God, I need your direction. I submit to your will and I submit to your way, God. You lead and guide and direct me, God, because there are traps and snares, and the fowler, oh God, is waiting for me. Pestilence is in the land, God, and things are out there that will attempt to destroy me. So the enemy comes to steal, kill, and to destroy. He's coming to try to abort my promise, God. He's trying to come and steal my victory. He's coming, oh God, to stir me in the wrong way. Because, God, we understand that wide is the gate that leadeth to destruction, oh God, but narrow, oh God, is the pathway. Narrow is the world, God, that leads to victory, that leads to peace, that leads to life, Lord. And so many, God, are falling away. So many, oh God, are being led to destruction. So many, oh God, are being led to their own thoughts, their own lust, their own mind, their own actions, where we fall outside of your will and we fall outside of your glory, oh God, and we have found ourselves headed to a path of destruction. Well, God, get me focused, Lord, today. In the mighty name of Jesus, get my mind stayed on you, God, because if I keep my mind on you, oh God, you will keep me in perfect peace. You promised that according to your word, Lord, and I want to be straight and narrow, God. I want to be focused, Lord, on your will, on your promises, on what you need me to do. Oh, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God, so much is going on in the world, and we're walking, oh, God, by sight. We're walking by what we see. We dictate our mood. We dictate our attitudes. Oh, God, we dictate what we do on a day according to what we see on the news or what we see on the television or what we hear other people say. But, God, that's not the direction, oh, God, that people of God, that your children who have been called out of darkness into your marvelous light, that's not what you have ordained for us to do. But you told us to lean into our own understanding, but in all our ways to acknowledge you. So whenever I make a decision, God, before I make that decision, you ask me, oh God, to seek you first, oh Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, to get your direction, get your order, God, get your instruction in the mighty name of Jesus, so that my day will be filled with purpose. My day will be filled, oh God, working on the plans that you have for me. Oh God, my day will be fulfilled, oh God, by accomplishing the task that you have set before me in the mighty name of Jesus. You give me focus. You give me direction. You give me structure. And God, I need that today. I need that. I need you today. We need you today. We can't make it without you, oh God, today. So God, bind everything that's in us that's unlike you. Cast the devil out of the mind, because he comes to steal, kill, and destroy. And he puts things in our minds, Lord, that causes us to war after the flesh. But thanks be to God, your word, thanks be to God that your word says, for we battle not against flesh and blood. And too often, Lord, we find ourselves battling against flesh and blood. We battle, oh God, against principalities, against rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. We try to fight those battles with these carnal and these fleshly hands. But God, we're not equipped to do that. That's not what you made us for. You made us into instruments of praise, Lord. Hallelujah. Our weapons, oh God, are not carnal. But our weapons are mighty through the pulling down of strongholds. God, our weapons, oh God, are spiritual. For you've given us weapons, oh God, that the enemy cannot that cannot defend himself against, Lord. When we walk by faith and not by sight, the enemy can't do anything but try to put doubt into our minds. When we walk and pray, God, when we seek your face, Lord, when we turn from our wicked ways, when we flesh under subjection and submit to your will and we submit to your way, the enemy cannot defeat us. He is a defeated foe because you fight on our behalf, Lord. The battle is not ours, Lord, and we are too busy fighting battles, Lord, that are not ours. Lord, I saw the other day online that young people, God, younger generation of believers, Lord, are concerned, God, about the state of America. They're concerned about the state of the African-American community, Lord. They're concerned about people being killed according to by police brutality, Lord, and they're looking for instruction. They're looking for direction. They're looking for people to stand up, Lord, but they don't understand that it's not by power, it's not by might, but it's by your spirit, God. We have the victory, oh God, today. When we let you lead us, God, we have the victory, oh God, over every obstacle, every trial, every tribulation that comes our way. The victory, oh God, comes from you. It comes from men that are willing to take time to pray and seek your face, Lord, and turn from our wicked ways, Lord. Then you'll hear from heaven. You will forgive our sins, oh God, and you'll heal the land. Lord, men ought to pray. So, God, uproot those things that are unlike you that causes us to get ourselves outside of your will and beginning to walk after the flesh and not by faith. The enemy, he tries to lead us away. And then we find ourselves in predicament in life because we're outside of your will. We're not in the spot that you determined for us to be. And, God, if we're in that state right now, we confess, Lord, that we have fallen outside of your will and outside of your glory. When things become disruptive in our lives and situations become out of order, it's because we're not in your will, Lord. We haven't consulted you. Lord, we haven't sought your faith, Lord. We haven't, oh God, asked for your direction. We haven't, oh God, sought your will and trying to line ourselves up with your will. God, you told us to seek you early in the morning while you may yet be now, Lord. That's before anything, God. Early, oh God, have I sought you. Early, God, have I submitted to you. Before I made the decision, before I signed the paperwork, God, before I determined to go left or go right, Lord, oh God, you asked us to seek you first, Lord. Before we spend money here, God, before we invest here, God, you asked us to seek you first, Lord. You asked us, Lord. You beg upon us to trust you, to lean not into our own understanding, to believe in you, God, and to trust your word. And that's what we endeavor to do today. Whether we have done it yesterday, whether we fell short of your glory yesterday, whether we found ourselves outside of your will, whether we found ourselves overcome by trial, whether we found ourselves overcome by situation, God, we are here pleading our cause before you this morning. You tell us that men ought to always pray, that we should pray without ceasing, that we should pray, God, at all times. Oh, God, and we should bless your name at all times. Prayer gets us into the right attitude. It gets us into the right mindset. It gets our minds, oh, God, and our thoughts off of carnality, Lord. Oh, God, we get our mind off of our situations. God, prayer gets our minds off of our financial situations. God, prayer gets our minds off of trouble in our homes, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, prayer, God, helps us put flesh under subjection and tell us not to say, oh, God, the things, oh, God, that are coming out of our mouths, oh, God, that are not holy. Prayer, God, it gets our heart and our minds focused on the one who's able to present us faultless. Prayer, it gets our minds and our hearts focused on the one who's able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we can ever ask or think. When we pray, Lord, we get the power and we get the anointing and we get the affirmation, Lord, that we can do all things through Christ. It's not just, oh, God, a game, Lord. It's not just some idle words, oh, God, that are ineffective. Oh, God, but we want to speak those things that are not as though they were under your anointing, in your will, God, in your perfect will that you have for our lives. There's many dangers, snares, and storms that the enemy has set before us even for this day. Help us to do as Paul said, forgetting those things that are behind. And often, Lord, we're weighed down by things and situations and mistakes that we have done in the past. And this morning, God, I ask that you release the people of burden, of weights, of sins that beset. I ask, God, that you refresh us and revive us and renew us and make us clean and make us whole, oh, God, presentable. Make us anew, God. You said in your word that if any man be in Christ, he is a new creation or new creature. Old things are passed away, and behold, all things have become as new. God, I ask you today to help us to walk according to your word in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. Help us to walk according to your word. Help us to lean onto your promises, not into our own understanding, but God, help us to get a clear understanding of your word. And God, you promise in your word that if we are in Christ, we are a new creature. We are new, God. Those old things, those old habits, those old likes, those old, oh God, things that cause us to fall astray, that guide us, oh God, to the left when we should have been straight, oh God, to the right or we should have been straight, Lord. Those things that continuously rise up in us, that people call us no good, that we used to have a drinking issue, oh God, or that we used to live a sinful life, oh God, whatever the sin might have been, whether it's lying or stealing or cheating, oh God, or whatever it may have been, Lord, let us not hold on to what our past used to call us. Don't let us, and let us not allow others to hold us to our past, Lord, but let people, let us know that we are new, Lord. We are no longer slaves. We are no longer heathens. We are no longer in darkness, for you have called us out of darkness into your marvelous light. God, you threw our sins into a sea of forgetfulness because of the blood. The blood washed us and the blood made us whole. The blood changed us. He changed our name by the dying, I mean, by your son dying on the cross for our sins. We have had a name change, and we no longer have to go by our surnames. We no longer have to go back by those things of what we are. I'm talking about moving forward, God, today. In the mighty name of Jesus, walking in you, walking by faith, Lord. And I need to walk looking ahead, not looking behind. So Paul says this, forgetting those things that are behind. And Paul had a lot of things that could have caused him to run amok or to be ineffective in his Christian walk. But he had a determination to do your will. Paul, God, he was a murderer. He persecuted the body of believers. He persecuted the saints, Lord, even when you sanctified him, even when you set him apart for your glory, Lord. He was on his way to persecute the saints, Lord. Some of us, oh God, were in the midst of our sin, Lord. We were headed to destruction, Lord, and you brought us out of darkness. You brought us from death. You brought us from hell, Lord, and you washed us up and you cleaned us up, Lord. Let us not look back and hold on to the burdens of our past. But, Lord, see, oh, God, the newness that you created in us. See, oh, God, help us to see, God, and know, God, the newness that you allow us to walk in today. Oh, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God, help us to walk under your anointing and walk in your power and walk in your might so that we can be the effective body of Christ that you need us to be. We're ineffective, Lord, in our walk. We're ineffective in our ministry. We're ineffective in our anointing, Lord, because many, God, we have our minds looking back. We're too busy looking back, past hurts, past issues, past shortcomings. But, God, we bind those thoughts right now in the mighty name of Jesus. We cast those tricks that the devil tries to stir up in our mind that we can't do what you call for us to do because of our past or because of our limitations. Moses said, Lord, you can't send me because I'm a man that don't, I can't speak very well. I stutter. I can't get my words out. And, Lord, you told him that don't worry about that because you'll be his mouthpiece. You'll give him just what he needs to say and more. So even in the midst of his shortcomings, Lord, you told him that you can overcome any shortcoming that was in our lives. God, some of us proclaim that we are shy. Some of us, oh, God, don't have a direction, Lord. Some of us, God, have a limited stature or whatever our limitation may be, whatever our circumstance may be that we allow to hold us back from doing your will and being bold witnesses for you. God, whatever it may be, in the mighty name of Jesus, show us the insignificance of our limitations, but reveal to us the greatness and the power that when we walk in you, God, that there's nothing that can be held from us. There's nothing that can stop us, God. There's nothing that can prevent us. There's no weapon that can stop us or hinder us or overcome us, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, that there's nothing too hard for you. There's nothing that has come in our lives that you can't overcome. There's nothing that has occurred in our lives that you can't wash away and you can't make whole. And so even in the state of Paul, even in the interest of Paul, God, his zealousness, his fervor for persecuting the saints, You turn that around. You turn his strength that he used for the world around to be a strength for you. Show us, God, how our weakness, God, allows you to be strong in our lives when we submit to you, when we identify that, God, that you, we have that shortcoming, Lord, when we turn it all over to you. You beg of us to cast all of your cares, cast them all over to you, for you care for us. So, God, in places that we're weak, God, your word says you become strong because we yield to you. Help us to yield to you in every situation, even in our strength, Lord. Help us to yield to you in our weaknesses. God, help us to yield to you. God, help us not to do anything by our own might, by our own strength, by our own power, but help us to yield to your will and to say yes to your will and yes to your way. I'm praying, God, for effective believers, effective, oh God, in our ministries. Effective in our homes. But our ministries, God, first start at home. Oh, God, give us a praying spirit, Lord, to not just pray for ourselves, but to pray for our spouses. Lord, give us a praying spirit, Lord, to pray for our children. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, give us the praying spirit, God, to pray for our loved ones, our fathers and our mothers, our sisters and our brothers, our uncles and our aunts, God, grandparents and, oh, God, everybody. And give us to call out their names, Lord, for salvation. We need salvation in our homes, Lord. God, I want to walk on the street, Lord, and tell a stranger about the good news of Jesus if I'm not willing to tell somebody that I know, God, somebody that's intimate with me. Oh, God, that you still save, that you still deliver, that you still set free. God, ministry first starts at home. Give us a praying spirit, Lord, the power, the anointing to put flesh under subjection in spite of disagreements, Lord. In spite of issues that cause families to break apart, that cause chaos to come in the midst of families, we bind the devil on every hand right now. Who comes to steal and to kill and to destroy marriages, Lord? He's working from the top, Lord. He's working, oh God, from the family head, the family structure, Lord. Because if he can destroy the family, Lord, then he can mess up the entire unit. If he can mess up the father and the mother, the husband and the wife, if he can mess up that combination, that strength, that power, Lord, then the children, oh God, are in a place or a state of, God, susceptible to being overcome by the cares of this world. God, touch the man, touch the woman, touch the husband, touch the wife right now, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord. We bind this disagreements. We bind, oh God, confusion, Lord. We speak life, oh God, into marriages today. In the mighty name of Jesus, we speak life, oh God, into marriages today. In the mighty name of Jesus, let your will be done. Help us to play our roles, oh God, and to be in line with your will in the mighty name of Jesus. That means me as the man, God, or as the father, Lord. We need to step up, oh God, and be the heads that you've called us to be. Help us to stop sitting to the backside, oh God, allowing others, allowing, oh God, our wives to lead us spiritually, oh God, physically, oh God, mentally, oh God, whatever it may be, Lord. That don't mean we all have all the right answers. That does not mean that we know everything, Lord, but that we seek you first, Lord, that we come and talk to you, Lord, that we get direction in the mighty name of Jesus. We can't do it on our own might, God. We can't lead, Lord, because, God, that's not possible. Our flesh is weak, Lord, and our minds, oh God, are faulty, Lord, without you giving us direction, without you giving us strength, without you anointing us in the mighty name of Jesus. So, God, help us as men, leaders in the home, everywhere, Lord, to seek your face. Seek your direction for our families. Seek your anointing. Seek your power. Seek your favor, Lord. Seek your hand, that your hand may be upon us, that we may walk according to your will, Lord. And when we walk according to your will, we'll make better decisions on how to lead our families. We'll make better decisions on how to, oh God, use the income, the blessings that you have allowed us to make from our jobs or from our careers, Lord. When we let you lead us, when we submit to your will, Lord, then those that are around us can't help but to submit to us, Lord. They can't help it, Lord, because we're in your will. We don't have to get frustrated. We don't have to become concerned. God, we don't have to become angered, Lord. because people are not following us. If we're walking by faith and we're in your will, Lord, then those that want to be along for the ride, they'll get the blessings. Because the anointing runs down Aaron's beard, Lord, it runs down the leader, Lord. I understand, God, that most of the time we talk about that as a bishop or a pastor, Lord. But the father, the husband, God, is the bishop of the home, Lord. We first must lead our homes, Lord. You told us in the description that Timothy was given, oh God, of a bishop, Lord. He said he must be someone that can lead his home properly, Lord. He got to be able to lead home before he can try to lead church. Oh God, lead a ministry, lead others. We have to be able to lead our homes right, Lord. We have to be able to get our children under subjection, Lord. We have to be able to train them up in the way that they should go, Lord. We have to be the figurehead, the strength, oh God, the direction, oh God, that our wives look to. So God, I pray for the man today, the husband, Lord. I pray for the head, Lord. The enemy is trying to cut the head off, Lord. And he's doing a pretty effective job. But when we pray, when we ask you to cover us, God, you're not only able to cover us, but God, you're able to keep us from falling. And then I pray for the women, God, the wives, the mothers, oh God, who are doing or who are going through a lot, considering the man, oh God, is being taken out of the home, whether it's through police brutality, whether it's through crimes, Lord, whether it's through just a lack of character, Lord. But they prefer to do other things than to be in the homes and be in the place that they need to be. A woman has had to step up, oh God, and fulfill roles that she was not ordained to fulfill. But God, you always have a ram in the bush. And you did it for my mother, Lord. You did it for my mom, God. When my father was out of place, Lord, you held her strong and you equipped her. You gave her the tools that she needed, Lord, to raise us as children. And the best tool that she used to raise us, Lord, it wasn't, God, just her belt. She didn't spare the rod. It wasn't just something that she did on her own, Lord. But she was determined to make sure that we were in an environment, Lord, that can benefit us and strengthen us, and that was the church. She made sure that we were in the church, Lord, because in the church, God, we can get the direction that we need. In the church, Lord, she can find the strength and encouragement that she needs. In spite of those that tried to tear her down, even in the midst of the church, Lord, you said you shall supply all of her needs, and that's what you did, Lord. She was able to hold upon your promises and hold upon your word, oh God, to carry her through. And today, Lord, she sees the fruits of her reward or her labor, God, because of you had us in the church. You gave her that direction. Oh, God, I speak light into the lives of women today. And I speak that information into their ears right now, Lord. To God, let them see you. Let them hold on to you. Let them focus in on you in the mighty name of Jesus. Take away, oh God, the spirit of discouragement and the spirit of bewilderment, Lord. Take away the spirit, oh God, of doing things on our own. But God, help them, women, God, single mothers, God, even married women, Lord, help them to seek your face. Because when they seek your face, God, you get them in the spot, in the line that they need to be, oh God, to receive from you. And to be in the order that you have declared for their lives, oh God. Oh God, be that fence all around them, God, the single mothers right now. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, be that rock in a weary land, a shelter in a time of storm, God. Let them see you, God, in the beauty of holiness, Lord, and let them put their children in your hands. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, I understand, God, that things are getting hard. God, I understand even now, Lord, that things, oh God, are becoming difficult, God. But you tell us we can give them all over to you. We can cast all of our cares upon you, Lord, because you care, Lord. I speak light into them right now. I speak direction into them right now. I lead them to you, God. You are everything that we need and more, God. And so, God, help them to lean upon you. Not lean upon their girlfriends, not lean upon their parents, not lean upon their friends, but help them to seek you. Help them to see you. Help them to see you. And not only to see you, but to show, let the Christ in them, God, be shown and displayed to their children, Lord. so that their children won't become overwhelmed, won't become discouraged. I won't see, oh God, the frailty, oh God, and the limitations that comes, oh God, in single family homes, oh God, or God, in our fleshly weakness, Lord. Help them to see you so that, God, they can get the direction. They can be trained up in the way that they should go, and they won't find themselves even in difficult situations. History shows that single-parent homes, Lord, the children don't always come out as effective as they can be. They come out with limitations and inadequacies. A young man, Lord, trying to be being raised by a mother doesn't always have the manly instruction that's needed to help him to be the man that he needs to be. Mothers that are missing in action, Lord, causes a young girl not to know how to be the woman that she needs to be, how to grow up and do things that women should do. And God, when there's lack, Lord, you said that you'll always stand in the gap. Songwriter has said you're a doctor in the sick room, you're a lawyer in the courtroom, you're a father for the fatherless, a mother for the motherless, God. Be all that in the lives of your people this day in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, with so much things going on in the world, God, we can't make it without you. We can't live without you. We can't breathe without you. And I'm asking you this morning to heal the land. I'm asking you to heal our homes. God, I'm asking you to heal our relationships. God, I'm asking you to heal our bodies, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. We submit ourselves here at the altar. We're in the church this morning, Lord. We lay before you, O God, on this altar this morning, God, submitting to your will and submitting to your way, Lord. Come the more and have your way, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. O God, step into our lives and step into our situations. God, step into our shortcomings right now, God, and inject yourself in our lives in the name of Jesus. We say yes, Lord. I love you, Lord. I love you, God, because you're able to do it, God. You're able to do it, God. I started off this morning singing about, oh, how I love you, Lord. You are a Savior, a way maker, a strong tower. God, we can't help but to love you, Lord. And so we say yes to your will, Lord. We have done things, oh, God, that have gotten us outside of your will. We say yes this morning. Our shortcomings of yesterday, we lay them aside. Our shortcomings of the past week, we let them go. We lay ourselves before you. And we declare, God, let your will be done. I pray for the nation this morning. Oh, God, that you send healing in the nation. You tell us as a people that we should always pray. That if my people, God, which have been called by my name, will humble themselves, God, we must submit to your will. We must understand that we're not the ones in control, but that you're in control, God. You are the ending, oh, God, even in our beginnings, God. You are the first and you are the last, God. You are Alpha, you are Omega, God. You know our ending from our beginning, Lord, meaning, God, you know the steps that we'll take. You know the way that we should go. We submit to your will, and we submit to your way. Whatever has come in our lives, God, let us use it as a stepping stone to the place, God, that you have destined for us. Destiny is ahead of us. We look much better in our future than we look right now. But our future is only better if we are walking in you, if we have a relationship with you. We're looking much better in our future than we look right now because, God, you never leave us the same. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. We never remain the same in you. But, God, every single day that we walk in you, that we walk according to the Spirit and not according to the flesh, God, you have destined to take us higher, Lord. Anything that's still in the same place, God, is stagnant, Lord. It's in stagnant waters, God. There is death. There is sickness, God. There is disease in the mighty name of Jesus. And I ask you right now to stir up in us right now the waters of our soul, Lord, and stir up in us, oh, God, the gifts that you have in us, God, that we will walk in you, Lord. Take us higher. Higher even yet now, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God, pick us up, God, where we're torn down, oh, God, build us up even now, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, we say yes to your will, Lord, because you have greater in store for me, Lord, you have a greater anointing in store for me, Lord, you have a closer walk with you, oh, God, in the name of Jesus, you have something better for me, and a better me, oh, God, is a better vessel to be used in this world. A better me, God, is a better vessel that I can lead my home. I can play my role in the home, whether I'm the man or whether I'm the woman. a better me, God, that's anointed by you, that's being ordered by you, that's being directed by you. Oh, God, that's being led by you. Oh, God, it's better for those on my job, Lord, when I'm not in my place, when I'm not playing my role, Lord, when I'm not being the vessel, God, to bring you glory, oh, God. That means somebody is suffering, Lord. Oh, God, that means somebody is going through a lack, God. That means somebody is not getting what they need to receive, Lord. I ask you, Lord, to let me be in place today. Let me be in place, oh God, to be the father to my children. Let me be in place to be the mother to my children. Let me be in place, oh God, to be the leader of my family, God. Whatever role that I play, Lord, let me be in place, Lord, today, so that I may effectively do and be who you've called for me to be. You've called me out of darkness into your marvelous light. You've called me to be a light, a city that's set upon a hill that cannot be hid. You called me to be different. Help me not to fear being different. Help me not to fear being holy. Help me not to fear being sanctified. But God, help me to walk in the strength, in the power of your might, the power of your might today, that I may be the vessel that you need for me to be. I pray for women everywhere. I pray for men everywhere. I pray for the body of Christ. I pray for my bishop this morning, Bishop Ted Thomas. I pray that you continue to grant him wisdom, God. Give him wisdom on how to lead this jurisdiction. Anoint his body. Anoint his mind. Give him long life. Give him the strength that he needs for victory, oh God, over every circumstance. For victory, oh God, over trials that come this way. Because, God, no matter how great we may be, we still have our own shortcomings. We learned that on Sunday. For all that sin and come short of the glory of God. Help us not to think more highly of ourselves than we ought to think. Because when we think more highly of ourselves than we ought to think, then we find ourselves, oh God, in the wrong place, at the wrong time, in the wrong position, out of place, missing our anointing, missing our victory, missing the favor that you have right there waiting for us. Give him wisdom, God, today. Anoint him to lead, God. Anoint him, oh God, to be the best vessel that he can be for you. He prayed, God, led the nation in prayer on Monday, Lord. Give us to pray. Pray for our nation. Pray for our family. Pray for our cities, Lord. Pray for our home, God. There's so much we got to pray for. There's so many things we can pray for, Lord. Pray for healing in the body. We have so many petitions, Lord. Diamond asked for prayer for a young lady. I can't remember her name on Sunday night, God. You know the petition, Lord. You know the plea, Lord. Missionary Miller asked for prayer for herself, God, healing in her body, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, praying for her family, Lord. Lord, you know the petitions, Lord, the petitions that we even have on our prayer wall on our website, God. People are asking for prayer. We have so much, God, that we can pray for. But we don't find ourselves praying. So I call out the names even now, Lord. Call out the names. I've already called out my bishop, my leader. Pray for Bishop Charles Edward Blake, the presiding bishop of our church. We pray for Mother Nellie Towns, God. Continue to stir up in her. We pray for the pastors of the Virginia First Jurisdiction, Lord. Those in Central, those in Eastern, those in, oh God, everywhere. Charlottesville, Roanoke, God, you know all of our districts, Lord. Eastern Shore, Lord. God, South of Norfolk, Virginia Beach, Great Northern, Lord. We pray for Southern, Lord. We pray Danville, Lord. We pray for the pastors everywhere. Help us to stand upon you, Lord. You are our sure foundation. You said, upon this church will I build my church. God, Jesus is that rock. He's the rock, God, in the weary land, a shelter in the time of sorrow. He's got a sure foundation, and we can lead if we stand upon you, not standing upon our own gifts, not standing upon our own might, but surrendering to you. We pray for pastors today. And as I pray for those pastors, I call out the name of God, Pastor Quentin Battle. I pray for Pastor Brian Jones, Pastor Samuel Metcalf, Pastor Herschel Chenault, God, I pray for those dear brothers that you encourage them, that you strengthen them. I pray for the pastor of the Great Northern District, Superintendent Tony Campbell, Pastor Eddie B. Pruitt, Pastor Kenneth Hackett, Pastor Ray Satterfield, Pastor Floyd Hawkins, oh God, Pastor, oh God, Clifton Cooley, Pastor William Cornick, Pastor Andy Cork, Pastor Wayne Cream, oh God, Pastor Lawrence Clayette, Lord, I believe I got every God, but Pastor Kenneth Hackett, Pastor Floyd Hawkins, I should have them all now. I pray for those dear brothers as we labor in this vineyard. For the harvest is truly plenteous, Lord, but the laborers are few. Stir up the laborers within our churches. Stir up the laborers that are already in place, but not just working. And then send in the laborers, God, to help us to reap the harvest of God that we have not reaped yet, that we have not tilled the ground, have not worked, oh, God, to pull in the harvest, God. Send in the laborers, God, that we need. Bless the God, God, today. We pray for God, Brother Matt Thomas. My mother's brother, my uncle, Fanny Tate, my aunt, Lord. We pray for the Coulter family, Lord. You know. We pray for Justin Morgan and Lisa Law, the Graham family, Lord, who suffered a loss a couple of weeks ago. And then we pray for the entire church family. We pray for those that are present and those that are not. You know, God, the hearts and the minds of the people. Cast the devil out of the minds, Lord. He comes in and causes disruption. God, let us not be a part of the disruption and the confusion. Let us not be a part of the chaos, but God, help us to be that place of stability, that place of anointing, that place of focus, Lord. That when people are out of place, God, they can come in and they can receive the love of you that should be waxing strong in us. So I pray for Lady Olinda McCowan today. I pray for Sister Diamond Starr. I pray for Brother Eric McCowan, Lord. Sister Crystal McCowan, bless her on her birthday today. Thank you for allowing her to reach another year and bless her with many, many more. We pray for Aaron McCowan on this day. Bless my family, Lord. Keep them, God. Help me to be the leader that you've called for me to be, to lead them unto you, not to myself, but to lead them to you. We pray for Evelina Dean McCowan, Lord, my mother. Thank you for an awesome church mother, God. Thank you. Even though she's away, God, we thank you for her ambiance here, her effects here, her love, how she represents herself, God, even out of place, even away. God, her presence is here. Thank you. That's what I was looking for. Strengthen her today. Bless her today. We pray for Missionary Myrna Howard, Missionary of God, Lysandra Miller. Pray for her today. Thank you for those that have joined us recently. We pray for the Coulter family, Sister Connie Coulter, Yasmina, little Christopher, little Zachariah. We pray for Jalen. And we pray for Brother Eric Coulter, God. We pray for that family, Lord. Thank you for sending them our way. And God, we pray for God, Sister Valerie Miller. We pray for God, Brother Victor Merriweather. We pray for everybody that's on the roster here at Praise Center Church of God in Christ. Thank you for those that you've given me to shepherd over. I pray that you grant me wisdom, understanding, anointing on how to lead your people. Help me, oh God, this day not to walk by sight, but to walk by faith, to continue to trust you, to continue to lean not unto my own understanding, but that in all my ways I acknowledge you. Lead us, God, to be the church that you call for us to be. You've given me the thought, God, that Praise Center is the place where praise is what we do, so that whatsoever state that we find ourselves in, God, prayer and praise is something that we do. Give us to offer unto you a sacrifice of praise all the day long. This day, help us to walk in your anointing on this day. Help us to walk in your power this day, that we may be the vessels that you need for us to be in this dark and dying world. Help us to be the light. Help us to stand upon a hill. Help us to not hide behind others, but be willing to stand. No weapon formed against us shall prosper. And so if that's the case, God, help us to walk in you, God. Walk in the light. Walk in your anointing. Walk in victory on this day. We pray for the nation. Send healing. Send a revival, God, and let it start in the church. Let it start in this church. Let a revival break out in this church in the mighty name of Jesus. Give us a hunger and a thirst to after more of your righteousness, God. Help us to be like those deer, the deer that pants after the water brook, God. Let our souls, let our hearts long for you, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Help us not to be satisfied with junk, but help us to seek after your fresh fruit, your fresh anointing that you have for us this day. Keep us in the heart of your hand and in the center of your will on this day. Lead us and guide us and direct us. Anoint us for this day, and we'll bless your name, and we'll give you glory and honor and praise. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.